I mean, like, to them, a future in which, you know, as they see it, like, you know, women have all this power, men are emasculated, the you know, faces around, there are fewer white faces around them, you know, or whatever. I mean, and they feel that they've lost some kind of heritage. To them, that is a completely unbearable future. Like, they simply cannot let that happen.
Well, there seems to be, and I know that there's different, there's a taxonomy here that, you know, it's tough to group them all together, but there's a contradiction between that nihilistic devil-may-care trolling that you mentioned before, which, if you're right, has subsided. This is interesting. There's a contradiction between that and them caring about white birth rates and about
I think they
feminism.
Want to have a utopian project, but you can't be a nihilist.
I'm sure some of them don't, and that they really are just like, yeah, this is the most edgy thing right now, and I'll do that. But some of them try to do both, and you can't. You got to care about the white birth rates. You can't be just a Kekistan bomb thrower.
Yeah. And even worse, though, from the point of view of maintaining that energy, that transgressive energy, it's bad enough to try to have to care about things like white birth rates or, you know, the white project, but even more grubby and compromising is having to defend, like, a fucking Republican political administration. Like, having to carry water for Donald Trump and get offended when somebody insults him. I mean, that is a total undermining of their entire ethos.